Good Friday morning, happy end of the week. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance. Donald Trump did what House Republicans have been longing for him to do. In a Reuters interview, he wrapped his arms around the so-called border adjustment tax. Yes, it sounds complicated, but it's a proposal that taxes imports instead of exports, and it's a major component of the House Republican tax plan. I'm getting out of the prediction business, so I don't want to say whether it'll pass at the end of the day, but this is smart politics for Trump. If it ends up in the deal, Trump helped steer people toward the agreement, and if it doesn't, he at least tried. Paul Ryan will be thankful for that, we think. Also in that Reuters interview, Trump said he is in favor of a two-state solution in Israel. Trump is not expected at Mar-a-Lago this weekend after spending 3 weekends there. Two big stories this morning. CNN is reporting Reince Priebus asked the FBI to knock down stories about Trump campaign contacts with Russia. The FBI said no thanks. Also, a big Russia story in The New Yorker by editor David Remnick, Evan Osnos, and Joshua Yaffa. Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus are on the cover of both The Washington Post and The New York Times this morning. They're playing nice for the time being. Trump will see those front pages, and he'll probably be happy. Here's what conservatives are talking about. John Boehner saying Republicans will not repeal and replace Obamacare. This is what John Boehner is like behind the scenes. Honest. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.